Hello and welcome back to Dirty Talk. So we are going to be talking about hookup culture today, but before we get into that, as always, we're going to do our check-ins. I can start, I guess. We have been recording a bunch of episodes like within the same week, so I feel like my check-in is kind of the same every time, but I would say I'm okay. I went to Sami Island today, which was really nice. Babysit last night, no big news, all mellow, but yeah,
I love going to Savi. I can go next if that's cool. Let's see, I've been seeing my family a little bit more, which is nice. I'm at my grandma's house right now, which is pretty nice. She lives in the same town I go to school in, and I'm house-sitting right now because she's away. So it's nice to get some time alone. I'm going to, like, cook myself dinner on an actual stove tonight, which is really nice. But, yeah, I've been, like, trying to take it easy, and it hasn't been that successful. But I think things will mellow out, especially after Monday, because that's when all my finals are done.
Cool. Arna, do you want to do yours?
Yes. Okay. I'm doing pretty good. Again, like, since we've been recording a bunch of episodes in the same week. Nothing too special. It's like, so I start at NYU in January, so that's just becoming, like, more real. Like, I leave in about a month or so.
Holy cow,
and
yeah.
So that's just becoming, like, more real, because, like, I've visited and stuff, but I feel like New York City is, like, a whole thing that I have to, like, mentally prepare myself for, especially in the winter, and I just know that as soon as I get there, I'm gonna be, like, thrown into stuff, so I'm kind of, like, mentally preparing myself for that. I am first and foremost excited, because mm-hmm. this has been, like, my dream, and I've been waiting for it for months, but because I've been, like, waiting for it for months, and it's been kind of, like, a dream, it's, like, I haven't, like, let it sink in that it's happening, like, really fast now, because, like, I'm still in the mindset of, like, oh, I'm at home all day, I want to go to New York so bad, and I was like, wait, I'm actually going to New York, like, very soon,
yeah.
And I know that the time is gonna, like, fly by, especially since it's winter break. Like, all of my friends are coming back from college, like, even ones that didn't come back for Thanksgiving break,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm gonna see all of them, and I'm gonna be hanging out with people and, like, saying my goodbyes and whatnot. And before I know it, I'm going to be in New York. And it's just, like, weird because I've been, like, sitting at home all day. And now it's like, oh, I'm, like, going to college. Like, this is it. I'm leaving my family. I'm going to college across the country. So kind of, again, not super nervous, mostly excited. But just it hasn't fully sunk in yet. So working on that.
No, yeah, that's so exciting. Like, you're going to have so much fun. You get the, like, quintessential, like, going to college in New York on the East Coast experience. Which is so cool.
So excited.
Yeah. I'll have to come visit. I've, like, never been to New York. I'm gonna, like, hit you up and be like, hey, Arna, can I come crash in your door?
I'm gonna be in college, like, for the summer since I had a gap semester now. So, like, come visit me in the summer.
Oh my god, that'd be so sick. I would love to.
Yes, for sure.
Well, okay, I second that, ditto.
Oh my god. Dirty Talk New York episode.
Podcast in Central Park.
Aww,
oh my god,
that'd
yes.
be adorable.
Sounds like a plan. So, yeah, like I said, we're going to be talking about hookup culture. So I'm going to give a quick definition that I found that I thought, like, encapsulated it pretty well. But, like, everyone kind of has their own definition, but this is... I don't know. It felt good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So hookup culture is one that accepts and encourages casual sex encounters, including one-night stands and other related activity, without necessarily including emotional intimacy, bonding, or a committed relationship. Yeah, I got that from Wikipedia, by the way. Citing my sources. But yeah, who wants to, like, start us off?
Yeah, I think...
Go for it.
Do you want to go, Vivian?
No, go, Arna. Go.
Okay. Yeah, I think that when we were thinking of, like, lists of topics to talk about when it comes to sex and sexuality, the reason we really wanted to talk about hookup culture and do an episode on that is just because of, like, the age group that's like our target audience. Like, we're like a peer-led sex ed podcast, and we're all like, you know, freshmen in college or going to be freshmen next year, but like graduated high schoolers. And yeah, so it's just like, even in high school and especially in college, hookup culture is a very big part of many people, not all obviously, but many people's explorations of their sexuality. And I think it's just important to talk about like hookup culture as a valid way to experience one's sexuality, but also some like things that one might need to be careful about when it comes to hookup culture. Me personally, like pretty much everyone I know has engaged in hookup culture at some point or like is an active participant currently. And so I think it's just like, especially with the youth, it's one of the more prevalent ways that we explore our sexuality.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely pretty prevalent. And actually, checking our analytics, we are hitting our target audience. So shout out 18 to 24-year-olds. Y'all rock. And thank you for listening, because this is probably most relevant to that age group. I would say it's definitely a bigger thing in college than in high school. But also, it's something that, like, really doesn't have to be a thing for you if you don't want it. Like, I have a pretty big friend group of, like 10 people or so, and no one really participates in hookup culture. So it's not really something that, I don't know, I felt super pressured to do or that my friends feel super pressured to do in college. Which I feel like sometimes can be, like, a misconception about going to college is, like, oh, like, I'm gonna, like, feel pressured to hook up with all of these people. And that might be true. I don't know. I'm not, like, a huge part of, like, Greek life or anything like that, so I can't speak to, like, that experience. But for me, it definitely hasn't been, like, as big of a deal as I maybe thought it would be.
Yeah, that's really interesting to hear that, because, I don't know, people have such varied experiences with, like, how they feel about hookup culture, and I feel like that obviously, like, is influenced by a lot of things, like, experience level going into college, like, culture, background, just, like, your general philosophy towards, like, sex and, like, hooking up. Mm-hmm. I also feel like hookup culture has become a lot more popular recently, just because I feel like our generation and, like, other generations too, like, I'm not gonna only give credit to, like, Gen Z, but I feel like we are, I don't know, like, brought conversations of, like, just about monogamy versus, like, polyamory into the spotlight, and I think that people are just more open to having, like, casual sex or multiple partners or just, like, expanding the, like, very rigid box that a lot of people have been confined to for, like, a really long time, that, like, your, like, body is for, like, one person and, like, your one partner, like, who you're gonna marry, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I don't know, I feel like our generation has done a really good job at kind of bending that, which some people would say is, like, a good thing, and for people who, like, have had bad experiences with hookup culture might say, like, something different. But I don't know, I just think it's really interesting. And obviously also, I feel like strides in, like, the medical field, like, the reproductive health field, like, we're getting increasingly effective, like, technology of birth control and barrier methods. People are, like, becoming much more educated, and I think that it's a lot less scary to think of having, like, multiple partners or, like, having sex with someone and not knowing them super well or, like, not following up afterwards. Like, there are ways to do it safely, and I feel like people are just, like, becoming more aware of that.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that, and I think that we should, like, also acknowledge that I feel like definitely one of the reasons for, like, the prevalence of hookup culture right now, and this isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's also, like, liberal feminism, and, like, you know, the kind of, like, the liberal feminism idea of reclaiming our bodies or, like, reclaiming our sexualities by, like, having sex with, like, multiple people or having multiple, like, varied sexual experiences. And I personally think that's a valid thought process, but it's also not for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, everyone, like, wants something different. But I totally agree. If you're someone who wants to have the sexual experiences, hookup culture, if you do it the right way, can be empowering for you and can be like, you know, you learning new things about yourself and your sexuality. And so I definitely think that the new, like, I don't know, like, new wave or whatever of, like, feminism where it's like, oh, yeah, women should be proud of their sexuality. They should be having sex. Again, not to say that you being proud of your sexuality means you having sex with multiple people. Those are not correlated. But for some, that might be a linkage, and that's completely relevant. And the other, the opposite of that is as well. And I also think a major thing that I was just thinking about is that just like in recent years, maybe like in the past 5 years even, or the past 10 years, there has been this like increase in media that really talks about sex and sexuality in a positive mm-hmm. light, especially for high schoolers and college students.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like often the shows we'll see that like have like sex and sexuality in them are like adults, and they're like, oh, R-rated movies, not meant for children. But recently with shows like Sex Education, The Sex Lives of College Girls, Pen 15, or even like Euphoria for that matter, and just like so many other shows, like the Gossip Girl reboot, I watch it, there's like a throttle in it now. And so just like all of these new shows are kind of like addressing topics of sex and sexuality, and teenagers and young adults exploring their sex and exploring their sexuality. And I feel like that has definitely influenced the way people participate in hookup culture. You know, like, I will definitely say that, like, when I watched Sex Education, it definitely made me, like, reflect on my own sexuality and stuff like that. Love that show to death. And so I think, like, media has also been a huge influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. I feel like usually when I'm, like, talking about liberal feminism on here, it's, like, in the derogatory sense, like, liberal feminism, derogatory. But I think that, Arna brings up a pretty good point of, like, especially with, like, femaline people, liberal feminism has done a pretty good job of, like, helping people embrace their sexuality more and embrace the idea of, like, having lots of sex not being a bad thing. And I feel like just in some circles it goes too far, like, being surrounded by that culture growing up pressured me into like starting to have sex really young, which isn't a great thing, but I think overall it can be a net positive. I just think that it needs to be looked at with more nuance. Sorry, I'm getting over like a cold right now, so that's why my voice is getting scratchy. It just needs to be taken with more nuance, and more like option for like personal freedom with it, like, because the whole point of, like, sexual liberation is, like, personal freedom surrounding your sexuality. And that can't happen if you're, like, being polarized to either end of a binary of, like, never having mm-hmm. sex or always having sex. That's just not something that can happen. I think, do we want to talk about, like, what hookup culture means to us and maybe, like, our experiences with hookup culture, if y'all are comfortable with that?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, so am I. Let's see. So, I don't know. I did a little bit of, like, hooking up with random people in high school, but I think definitely more in college. And I came to the conclusion in high school and then again in college that it kind of isn't for me. I'm definitely more of, like, a commitment person. Which is really, like, I don't know. I really like it. I think it's nice. But that's me and it's my personal preference. But I think it's interesting to, like, be someone in college where someone's, like, where I'm, like, expected to be having sex all the time, and, like, be more promiscuous. Like, this is the time to, like, have, quote-unquote, the college experience and everything. And I'm not doing that. I'm like, hello, family, here's my partner. We've been dating for a month. Like, stuff like that. Like, it's just not in my, like, I don't know. My college experience, which I think is cool and interesting, and I think that, I don't know, I'm proud of myself for not just, like, conforming to the, like, expectation of my sexuality in college. I think it's cool, I think it's neat, so yeah.
I definitely definitely applaud you for that, Vivian.
Thank you.
And I would say I'm kind of, like, I'm definitely the opposite of you in that respect. Not that one or the other is better. We're our own people. But I will say that, like, I don't have too much experience with hookup culture just because, like, I didn't participate in it too much in high school. And, like, I haven't gotten to college yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been on a gap semester. But when I do get to college, I do intend to be an active participant. Just because for me, like, with the same liberal feminism idea, it feels like a very valid way to, like, explore my sexuality. Mm-hmm. Especially since, like, I'm not someone to label my sexuality. But if I was to, in this point, I would define myself as, like, bi. But again, don't really want to, like, label myself. And just totally. For me, like, I think it's, like, fun to kind of, like, explore, you know, like, different types of connections and bonds and just, like, see what's out there. And I just, so I definitely, like, and I think, like, I've had some experience and none of them have been, like, terrible. But none of them have been, like, amazing either. And I feel like that's one of the things about hookup culture is that most of the times it might just end up being, like, mediocre. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like hookup culture for me has always been a way to really learn more about myself and my sexuality than really about, like, getting any gratification from another person. And so, yeah. I mean, I'm a romantic. I would love to be in a relationship, but I feel like I just need to find out more about myself and my needs and wants before I do that.
Totally.
And that's, like,
and hookup culture is a great way to do that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you both so much for sharing your experiences. I'm going to take a pass on this one just because some family does listen to this podcast.
Shout out. And
rather keep that to myself. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was really interesting hearing about your experiences. Yeah, I don't know. It just, like, sits differently with everyone. There's no recipe for sexual empowerment or liberation. It's different for everyone. I feel like you just have to figure out what works for you and, like, whether that's experimenting with hookup culture or, like, just getting to know your sexuality alone or with someone you do have an emotional connection to. Like, those are all incredibly valid forms of just, like, expressing your sexuality. And I think it's also important to bring up the... Oh, sorry, wait, I was looking at, my bad, I was reading something at the same time that I was talking.
No worries.
But, anyways, I was watching a video a couple days ago about demisexuality. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. I'm going to read a quick definition because I didn't know what it was before. Cool. But, yeah, so demisexuality, gray asexuality or gray sexuality is the spectrum between asexuality and sexuality. Individuals who identify with gray asexuality are referred... Oh, sorry. Completely wrong definition.
No worries.
My bad. I pulled an all-nighter last night, and that was not a good move. But, so, basically, demisexual people only feel sexually attracted to someone when they have an emotional bond with that person. And, like, people can be demisexual and, like, any other sexuality with that. Like, it's not... really, I mean it's not like
it's a sexuality that describes your, like, how you experience sexual attraction, not your sexual attraction itself.
Who you're attracted to.
Yeah,
thank you, beautifully put. Anyways, thought that was interesting to bring up.
Yeah, that's rad.
And, like, a really valid option, because yeah, if you don't know about that and that sounds like you, then some people really like find comfort in labels like that. So yeah, if that helped you, shout out. But
yeah. Totally. Yeah,
thank you for that, Sophia.
Yeah, thank you. I would say that even though I'm someone that definitely, like, prefers an emotional connection with someone that I'm having sex with, I wouldn't describe myself as demisexual. And this isn't necessarily just because I don't like labels that much, but also because I, like, still experience sexual attraction to someone, like, that I've, like, never even talked to before. Like, I don't know. I can get horny for whoever. It doesn't matter if we're friends or not. But I think that's really rad, and I hope to, like, have a conversation with a demisexual person one day, because I don't think I ever have. I don't know. If you're demisexual and we're friends, I'm sorry. Let's talk about it sometime. But yeah, I was thinking, as we were talking about, like, hookup culture and what it means to us, if maybe we could do, like, an update episode when I'm further along in college and y'all are both, like, fully in college, so maybe, like, a year from now, where we, like, talk about it further, just because then we'll all have, like, the experience of being in a college hookup culture setting, either for a little longer or just starting out, as Sophia will be, but I think that'd be a neat idea.
Yeah. Maybe that can be my pickup line, Vivian. I go up to people and be like, hey, I need to, like, have sex with a bunch of random people so that I can talk about it on the podcast. Now. That could be my pickup line.
That would be funny.
But, yeah.
Very New York.
We're definitely... But I think that so far we've definitely been, like, you know, sort of, like, proponents of hookup culture. Like, oh, I think it's a valid way. But I think we can also talk about, like, some of the negative aspects. There definitely are some. I feel like I've seen a lot of TikToks about this, and just, like, other conversations, like, articles and stuff, but just, like, how hookup culture can negatively also impact someone's idea of their sexuality or their, like, self-esteem. Because depending on, like, why you started participating in hookup culture can really impact your experience with it. Like, you know, some people may start just because they want to explore their sexuality, or some people may start because they're feeling pressured, because everyone around them is doing that, and so, you know, they think that that's their only option. But I definitely think that, you know, depending on the dynamic, like, also just putting it out there, everyone experiences hookup culture in different ways. Just the nature of it, the fact that you're hooking up with multiple partners just kind of on, like, a random basis will change your experience, because everyone's partners are going to be, like, different, experiences are going to be different. So no one's hookup culture is not a monolith of experiences in any way.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I think that, you know, one of the main, like, kind of, like, negative aspects could be that, like, some people may want, like, some kind of, like, you know, like, romantic or, like, emotional reassurance after they've had sex, or, like, some kind of, like, comfort. But you know, often hookup culture can, like, end abruptly, where it's like, oh, we're done, bye, I'm gonna go now, or something like that. And so it can definitely, like, maybe in some ways damage people's, like, images of their sexuality. Like, oh, I'm just, like, I've heard this from, like, different articles. Of course, this may not be your experience, again, not a monolith, but some people's experiences are the kind that where it's like, oh yeah, like, I just had sex with this guy, and then, like, you know, he told me to get out of his room, and it kind of, like, feels used or whatever. So there's definitely, like, negative aspects, like, ensuring that you're trying to engage in hookup culture in a healthy way that doesn't damage your self-respect and your identity and your sexuality is super important.
Oh, for sure. I think that definitely, like, that's a big drawback that I experienced, was, like, feeling used for your body or for sex when you're participating in hookup culture. And, like, that wasn't really something that I was, like, rocking with. And it was, like, enough bad for me to, like, not, like, want to put up with to reap the benefits of hookup culture. I was like, why would I, like, keep, want to feel, like, want to keep, whoa, I'm stumbling over my words a lot, but basically my mentality behind, like, kind of finally drawing back and being like, no, I'm gonna, like, actively pursue a committed relationship was, like, why would I want to continue feeling used for my body in order to keep having mediocre sex with strangers? Like, that's not something that I really want for myself. And that's totally different for everyone, because I feel like you could have, like, really great sex with a stranger if it's the right person. And I'm sure maybe that was the experience for some of the people having sex with me. No, I'm kidding. But, I think that, yeah, it's just something that you have to, like, weigh the pros and cons of for yourself. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think that just putting it out there, kind of unrelated to the negative aspects, but another reason I feel like hookup culture is so prevalent is because of, like, the more frequent use of, like, dating apps like Tinder.
I was gonna say this, yeah. The rise of Tinder.
Like, Tinder is literally just a hookup app.
Oh, no, it totally is.
I feel like there are other dating apps that are definitely more like dating, like maybe like Hinge or like
Bumble. Yeah, Bumble like or Hinge. Dates, I don't know. I was on Tinder for like a month and then I deleted it.
Like, it's a hookup app, and that's not a bad.
It's so overwhelming.
That's great for people who are looking for that, but that's another reason and another avenue, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to like start a new conversation under this topic, and of course, both of you, please contribute.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just talking about how like hookup culture is different for like men and women. Obviously, like we've discussed the double standard of sex and sexuality so many times on this podcast.
Yeah.
So obviously, we know that women may end up, like, people who identify as a women may end up feeling, like, more objectified or used. But also talking about how is it different for, like, non-binary people and LGBTQ people. Because, like, many things in our view of sex and sexuality, I feel like there's a lot of heteronormativity in hookup culture.
Mm-hmm. Sophia, do you want to go?
I am so sorry. I'm like completely brain dead today.
Oh, no worries. It's just been a back and forth between Arna and I, so I wanted to make sure you got like the opportunity to speak.
Oh, no, totally. Yeah, I think it's really important to highlight like those experiences for sure. I don't really have a lot to say about it because I don't identify as trans or non-binary, but I could definitely see how hookup culture could be stressful when like for like people who have like body dysmorphia
mm-hmm.
related to their gender identity, I feel like I could totally see how it might be hard to like have sex with someone and like have to, because that can be like a really emotional thing for a lot of trans people depending
yeah.
on their relationship with their body. But yeah, I could see how like that could be too emotionally taxing or overwhelming to like let someone into your life like briefly just for like a night or a couple nights and then like not pursue an emotional relationship with them. I could totally understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it all depends on like how you communicate boundaries. I don't know, I would say that I'm like I'm not trans necessarily, but I'm more aligned with non-binary than like your average gal. I don't know, I think it's really interesting. I think that I mean, body dysmorphia and dysphoria are pretty similar, and so I think that, I mean, hookup culture would probably be hard for someone, with, like, maybe a lot of, like, body image issues, as well as, trans and non-binary people. I should talk to my partner about this because they are trans and non-binary, and see what they have to say, because I bet they would, I don't know, have a good take that I haven't thought of. But yeah, I think that it's something to keep in mind, and I think that if you're a cis person that's, like, planning on hooking up with a trans person, maybe asking, like, hey, is anywhere, like, off limits for me to touch? Are there any, like, gender-specific compliments or terms that you want me to avoid, like, and maybe having that discussion before y'all have sex could be really helpful and a really good way to practice allyship.
Definitely.
But yeah, definitely. Recommend.
Yeah, and I think that on the topic of like boundaries, just like, again, one of the things we tote a lot on this podcast, consent and boundaries, so important in hookup culture. You know, I feel like there's this notion that, like, oh, if you're, like, meeting up with, like, a sneaky link, it's, like, obvious that you're, like, gonna do all this stuff. But, like, also mm-hmm. laying those boundaries, like, oh, I'm down for this, but I'm not down for that. Or, like, oh, you know what, I wanted to, like, hook up a half hour ago, but, like, now I'm here, and I'm kind of not feeling it. And just, like, stuff like that. So, like, reaffirming, like, the consent and boundaries is super important, and I feel like can make hookup culture a much healthier experience for everyone involved.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think regardless, having a discussion about consent and boundaries, I've said this, like, a couple times on this podcast, but really wanting to reiterate, like, if you aren't comfortable talking about sex with someone, you maybe shouldn't be having sex with them, because otherwise you're not going to be able to clearly communicate your boundaries, and that is bad. But yeah, I think that, yeah, having open and honest communication about sex and about your boundaries, regardless of whether you're trans or cis, having sex with a trans or cis person is super important. But yeah, having that discussion about like, hey, is there like any like areas I should avoid touching or any, like, gendered terms I should avoid using or any terms at all I should avoid using are really good things to bring up with a trans partner. But yeah. What else?
Are we feeling ready to wrap up? I don't have anything else to add.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, just, like, I feel like bottom line is, again, with, like, literally our every episode, do what you want. Make sure you're feeling comfortable with the decisions you're making. And just, like, you know, reaffirming consent and boundaries. And, like, hookup culture is, like, a great way for some people to explore their sexual identity. And for some people, they don't want to do it. And that's totally irrelevant, too. But yeah, today for our closings, we're going to do the general media recs, and then we're just going to talk about something we're looking forward to during winter break. I can go first. My media recs, again, we've been, like, recording a bunch of episodes in the same week, so kind of similar, but just finished, like, the first season of the Gossip Girl reboot. I'm a fan. I know there's, like, conflicting opinions, but I like it. I love it.
I'm gonna definitely, sorry, is the second season out yet?
No, it's not, but the second half of the first season is. Okay,
so yeah, I might hate watch the second half of the first season. I didn't like
it's
it but
it's entertaining.
Yeah, it sure is entertaining.
It's just very entertaining. But, yeah, and then just, like, Sex Lives of College Girls on HBO. I'm rewatching New Girl, my comfort show.
I love New Girl. Oh, my God. My parents canceled our Netflix, so I haven't been able to watch New Girl recently. I've had the worst week, and I've, like, been, like...
You can use my Netflix.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I might steal your Netflix so I can watch New Girl. I've had, like, such a shitty week, and I was like, oh, I really would love to watch New Girl right now. But my parents canceled the Netflix.
No, New Girl is bae.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I feel like, I love reading. Haven't been reading as much lately. Kind of been in a slump. But I'm starting a new book called Women of Troy. And I love Greek mythology. And I love, like, I've read probably, like, 5 books from, like, different perspectives on the same Trojan War. So that's kind of, like, this very niche genre that I love.
Whoa, that's
and
so rad.
I've read a Trojan War book from this author before. So this book is Women of Troy, and I'm excited to read it because I love her writing style. It's all, like, archaic and, like, so beautiful. Just love the writing. Like, it makes me feel things. So I'm excited to read it. I think this might get me out of my slump.
That's so sick.
And, yeah, those are my media recs.
Nice. I can go next.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. The difference between today and the rest of the episodes we recorded is that I started my December playlist. So let me give you some songs off of that. I feel like most of my media recs are usually music, but that's, I feel like, the media that I consume the most of. I've been listening to some Bright Eyes, specifically Train Underwater. Very good. Pedestrian at Best, Courtney Barnett is a classic. I come back to it all the time. The lyric, put me on a pedestal and I'll only disappoint you. Delicious. I love. Fire by Kimya Dawson is another one that I come back to a lot. And one that I, like, really enjoy always. Definitely, like, a Vivian song. And then I've been rocking with the new SZA single, I Hate You. Very good. Delicious. Yes. I love SZA. She dropped it, like, at the perfect time. I was like, oh, thank you. Another SZA song. But yeah, let's see. I haven't been watching a ton of TV just because it's final season, but I have been looking forward to watching some New Girl now. We'll probably finish up that second season of Gossip Girl, the reboot, just because I want to see what happens. I do. I want to see if it gets better. It will probably get worse, but... we'll see. Let's see. I don't know. We were going to talk about what we were excited for over the break.
All
right. Which I don't know when this episode will release. It'll probably be, like, far past our winter breaks. But I'm going down to California for 10 days. I'm driving down with my roommates that are from there. And I'm going to, like, meet my partner's family, which is really scary, but also really exciting. I'm gonna go to Disneyland for the first time ever. The first time going to Disneyland for me will be as an adult, which I think is really weird, but I'm kind of excited about it. But yeah, passing it over to Sophia.
I'll really quickly give my what I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Again, been on a gap semester, I haven't really had much social interaction, so the main thing I'm excited about is seeing all my friends who are coming back from college,
mm-hmm.
and obviously, like, my winter break will end when I'm at NYU, so, like, excited for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should hang out over break for sure, Arna.
Yes. I'm so down.
Please.
So, I have zero new media because, like, I just have not been consuming anything other than I've already talked about mm-hmm. on the last couple episodes. But something that I'm looking forward to for winter break is I'm going to Massachusetts for 10 days-ish, I think. And I'm going to be staying with my cousin and her girlfriend, so I'm very excited. I haven't seen them in a while.
Nice.
So, yeah, excited for that.
Yay!
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Our next episode is going to be more in depth about sexual empowerment. We kind of, like, mm-hmm. touched on that a couple times throughout this episode, but yeah, the next episode is going to be all about that, so tune in to that.
Yes, yes. Oh my god, that one might be recorded in person.
Oh shit,
big news. Awesome. Big We're news so for shit. Dirty Talk. That would be huge, but yeah.
Thank you for tuning in once again.
Yes,
and
yes.
Like always, stay dirty.
Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.